Okay, here we are again, Rancho Alegre Radio. And we have another exclusive interview. Today we've got Gilbert Alba. And he has his band, Gilbert Alba y Super City. And they have a debut CD, Para Mi Gente, is the title. And if you're not familiar with Gilbert Alba, he performed with the Latin League from 1978 to 82. He performed with Ruben Ramos, the New Originals, Johnny Hernandez. You know, the guy's been around. He's a veteran of the Tejano industry. And he's got a debut CD. He'll be performing at the Moose Lodge here in Austin this Saturday. So be sure to come check it out. He just wanted to inform everybody about his new CD. And we took time. It was nice enough to take time to talk to us here at Rancho Alegre Radio. And we met up with him at Cheddar's. And hope you enjoyed the interview. And we're going to be checking out all of his, all of the music of his new CD here on Rancho Alegre Radio. So hope you like it. Stay tuned. Y aquí les va. Okay, here we are, Rancho Alegre Radio. Once again, we have an interview with Gilbert Alba, and he has a new CD out, Para Mi Gente.
Yes.
And thank you for sitting with us for a little bit. You know, let's talk about, you know, where you've been, what you got going on, brother.
Thank you for the invite. Well, I got a lot of things going on. We just finished our CD, Para Mi Gente. Actually, we also formed our own record label this time.
Oh, okay.
It's called Calle 6 Entertainment.
Orale.
That's the name of our record company.
All right. Paying homage to Calle 6.
Got to stick with the Austin.
That's right. That's right. We're not giving up on Austin's scene, man.
No, I'm not. And then we're also started working on our second CD. Our second CD. Uh-huh. We'll get that to you as well.
What are they? Okay.
So we're looking at about another 5 to 6 months with that CD.
What are they? And be sure to keep an eye out. At Turntable Records here in Austin, and of course we always mention Janie's Records in San Antonio, and El Zarape and Record Shop in Corpus Christi. So be sure to keep an eye out on those, and. A little bit of history about you, man. You've played with pretty much everyone from Latin Breed to Ruben Ramos, Johnny Hernandez. Give us a little bit about yourself on that.
Well, I've worked with many bands. In my career, I started out with Dave Gutierrez back in the day.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was like a real youngster back then, and then I had the Impressions before that from Taylor. We were from Taylor, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And after the Impressions, it was Dave Gutierrez, and worked with him for a few years.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I got a lot of my knowledge from these guys because
right.
they're the true legends of Tejano music. You know,
right, right.
They're very well known with a lot of people here in Austin, Texas.
Oh yeah,
Abel Gutierrez, Emilio Reyna, Roland Casuita, just a bunch of guys that. I could sit here and name you a whole bunch of history here, but with Dave Gutierrez, that's when I went in with Ruben Ramos. I was his backup singer and guitar player.
Órale, órale.
So I got my little jump start right there, and then shortly after that, I had the opportunity to become the lead vocalist for the Latin Breed. Of course, I had to audition against like 20-something other singers throughout the state of Texas.
Right.
And I was fortunate to have that gig. And actually, it was myself and Gary Guajardo from Corpus. And we continued with the Latin Breed for a couple of years. We were going through some tough times with the Latin Breed también, and everybody kind of just went their own direction, and me and my brother and I, we decided to get a band going. He was working with Little Joey La Familia.
Orale. Okay.
And he's another great musician, and a lot of people know him as the Rat.
Ah.
La Rata. And he's an arranger. He's the one that produced our CD. He did all the arrangements for the album.
Oh, okay.
So you'll hear a lot of sounds from the legend Little Joe and all that, but it's him, you know, that carried a lot of the sound, you know. Igualmente, let's see where I'm trying to see if I can remember everything. Oh, then after we started Super City Band, we signed up with TH Records.
Oh, okay.
Out of Florida, it's an international label.
Already,
well, it was, and then. They had signed Super City, Gilbert Alba Super City Band. They had signed Tierra Tejana. They had signed up Jimmy Edwards.
Orale.
And then the company stayed around for a while. Then we broke out from that record label, and we sort of just did our own. We signed up with a friend of ours out of San Antonio, Hernando Aviles, the Spider-Man, or Spider, they call him Spider.
Right, right.
And he had his a label called Deja Vu Records.
Oh, okay.
And he also had a DJ company, so he kind of helped. It helped with us recording, and then all his DJs would take off on the weekend and just promote our music.
Orale.
Yeah,
so here we are, Rancho Lager Radio. We're here with Gilbert Alba, and we're getting a real good history lesson here. And learning about him, his debut CD, and we'll be right back. We're going to go ahead and play pretty much his jams that he has on his new CD so that way we can showcase it. And we'll be back, Rancho Lager Radio, and we'll talk about upcoming events.
Siempre es algo taloneado. El talón, así me dicen. El talón siempre lo ha sido. El talón siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. El talón, así me dicen. El talón siempre lo ha sido. El talón siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. Perdería mi prestigio. No es que me asuste el trabajo, ni menos que esté arrastrado. Es que cada que trabajo siempre es algo taloneado. El talón, así me dicen. El talón siempre lo ha sido. El talón siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. El talón, así me dicen. El talón siempre lo ha sido. El talón siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. Siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. El talón, así me dicen. El talón siempre lo lo han sido, el talón siempre seré, porque así soy conocido. Porque así soy conocido. Porque así soy conocido.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Lero Radio. We're here with Gilbert Alba, showcasing a new CD. He's been around forever, it seems like, brother. And he's got a new CD out, and we're going to be showcasing it. Be sure to look for it at Turntable Records, like I said, Para Mi Gente. And let's see, with the Latin breed, you know, what songs, you know, did we hear you on? For all those people that don't know your voice y todo eso.
Well, I recorded a few good ones with the Latin breed. One of them that is still being re-recorded over and over is A Puros Tragos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and there's about, Roger Velasquez.
Oh, okay.
He redid it, and then, but we're the original.
Orale.
I did the original soundtrack.
Orale, that's
that.
Cool, man.
That song was written by Abel Chavarria out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And he heard me singing one night. He says, "Hey, man, I got a song for you, man." I said, "Well, what is it?" Puros Tragos. I said, "Well, bring it on, man." So we went in the studio and we recorded that. And then one of my other big hits off that album, it was called The Latin Breed de Texas LP. That's when vinyl was in.
Oh, yes.
You know? I had a song called Gavilano Paloma.
Oh, okay.
That did very good for us. And people still remember that song.
Wow.
So, who knows? I might just redo it again and put it down on our next.
That's
CD.
The trend, man. That a lot of people are doing that. You know, everyone from Marcos, you know, to Agustin Ramirez.
Yeah,
and then that's something good. You know,
and then another song that I wrote, which I did do on my CD, the Para Mi Gente, was Me Enamoré de Ti Mujer, and you'll hear that one.
Okay. Okay.
So, those are just a few, just to mention a few.
Right, right.
And of course, Bailando, La Banda was another, like a up-tempo salsa with a Latin breed. Yeah, nice.
So we're gonna hear a little, like we like to say, capirotada de todo.
But you know, that's what the experience is for. You know, you learn this, you play this, and then, well, when it's time to do your own, pues. You put it all together.
That's
and
right.
Make it gel, make it good for the pa la raza, pa la gente,
seguro
pa el tejano.
Sí. Seguro que sí.
This is truly tejano music.
Oh yeah.
You know, and people say que tejano is dying. I don't think it's dying. I think we're just losing our radio stations.
Yeah, we're just being ignored.
Ignored, you know. But thanks to the internet, thanks to a few of the radio stations that are holding on.
Oh yeah.
They are still supporting Tejano music to the fullest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I don't think it's dying. I think it's just growing in a better direction. Because who knew that Tejano music was going to get listened to, like, in Iraq? Or it was going to get heard in Afghanistan.
And that wouldn't have happened if we didn't have internet.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
So it was like a plus in that sense, because Tejano music is going to get heard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you think about it, I'm sure that you have a lot of listeners that are from out of state, from California to Chicago.
Out of the country, Vato.
Out of the country,
yeah.
Which is amazing,
yes,
you know, what
yes.
Technology can do for us now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's not like we fell behind.
Right.
I think we're just moving on top, baby.
That's right. That's
So, you know, it's just the way it is.
We're right? Mexicans,
we're
you know.
Mexicans.
Not Mexicans.
That's right.
All right.
We can.
We're here at Rancho Lero Radio, and we'll be right back. We're going to play some more jams from this debut CD.
All right.
And, you know, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yo te de olvidar, yo a ti. tus labios, cercándome más y más. Me enamoré, mujer, de tu corazón, y yo no sé qué voy a hacer, si de amarte más o de olvidarte ya, yo no sé. Yo a tus labios, cercándome más y más. Me enamoré, mujer, de tu corazón, y yo no sé qué voy a hacer, si de amarte más o de olvidarte ya, yo no sé.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Nido Radio, and Gilbert, I understand you have an upcoming event here August 13th, Saturday, at the Moose Lodge here in Austin. What's that about?
Oh, you would bring that one up. Bueno, mira, this is what's happening. I'm getting older.
Okay.
Me estoy poniendo más ruco, como dicen los mexicanos de antes.
Ain't we all, though?
Yeah, we're getting there, pero mira, what we're doing, we're throwing a dance. It's my birthday.
Oh, right? Okay.
On the third, my birthday is tomorrow or on the 10th.
Felicidades.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, we're going to throw una pachanga para la raza to come out and have a good time. And if your birthday, if you're a Leo, you bring yourself on. We're going to party with you. We're going to have a good time. I've invited many, many of my friends. I got camaradas the drummer for the Latin Breed now, Steve Solis. He's from the same we have the same birthday.
Oh, okay.
Chino, the drummer that used to play with Ruben Ramos, he was August the 10th. Peabody or Philip Borrero, trumpet player, August the 10th. So hay muchos leones out there in La Tejana.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I said on the email. I said, que salgan todos los leones a celebrar.
Poner los leones.
Y poner los leones. Pero es una celebración que we can all just enjoy being who we are.
Seguro que sí.
Leos.
Seguro que sí. That's
all
right.
So
that's right.
That's on the 13th. And then aparte de eso, we got some other events coming up. And we can talk about that in a minute.
Está bueno. Like I said, let's go ahead and throw some more jams on. And we'll be right back. Rancho Nido Radio.
Te quiero, muchacha tan hermosa. No mucho que te quiero y no me puedes comprender. Yo quisiera cantarte mis más bellas canciones y poder alegrar a nuestros corazones. Qué lindos son tus ojos, qué hermosos son tus labios. Yo quisiera tenerte y que tú fueras para mí. Tú eres lo que yo quiero y yo no pido más, no más con tu cariño. qué lindos son tus ojos, qué hermosos son tus labios. Yo quisiera tenerte, que tú fueras para mí. Tú eres lo que yo quiero y yo no pido más. No más por tu cariño yo vivo muy feliz. Tú eres lo que yo quiero y yo no pido más. No más por tu cariño yo vivo muy feliz.
Oh, baby, take it home.
We're back with Gilbert Alba. Of course, he's got an event coming up at the Moose Lodge celebrating Dia de los Leones, you know, birthday party. And let's see, and you're going to have a Conjunto Lumbre there with you?
Yes, I believe que son de out of Seguin.
Yeah, somewhere in that area, yeah.
And el grupo se llama Max Castillo y su Conjunto Lumbre. And these guys are good.
Oh, yeah, I've caught them in Ayan Guatemoc Hall a while back.
Yeah, they are a very good band, and we had the opportunity to work with them a while back. It was a benefit we had done in Seguin, Texas.
Oh, okay.
We had the opportunity to play with the Soul Brothers. The Soul Brothers are alias Tierra Tejana.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
So it was just great seeing a bunch of good musicians that we thought that we were never going to get to hear these guys, and man, there they were. Almost all of them were on stage.
Orale.
The same guys.
Wow.
And then of course Max was performing that night, and man, it was,
I bet you that was,
it was good. And then of course we had AT Boys that performed.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. It was just a great night that I'm sure the people remembered.
All right. And let me ask you, this Super City band of yours,
yes.
Give me a little history on them. You've played with them before, or what's going on
with
that?
Well, actually, my brother and I, La Rata, he's my brother,
okay,
blood brother, right. And we formed a group after I left Latin Breed and he left Little Joe. We put together the band, the Super City Band. Yes, and we just kept the name going, you know, off and on, you know, but we kept the name going, Super City Band.
Totally.
We've been able to record the first Super City album that we did, and then we recorded a few, like, back then, again, vinyl, 45s,
right.
And we did, like, Muchacha Hermosa, Donde Estás Vida Mía, and... Oh, a bunch of them, man.
Right.
You know, un pedacito. We got a lot of history behind us. Y luego, let me see. So that's me, my brother and I that started the group out. And we've had a bunch of great musicians that have worked with us in the past years. You know, again, I could sit here and just give you a whole list of names, but también... My mind is slipping. Se me está olvidando todos los músicos, pero we've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great musicians. And then right now, we put the band together because it's kind of tough to get musicians that can sort of, like, let's say, keep up with you.
Right,
que,
right.
Or stay with you con los arreglos y todo
right,
eso.
Right, right, right.
Because my brother does some good arrangements, and you'll hear from what you've heard on the radio so far is that these are arrangements that my brother has put together. And we have Edward Sandoval, which, by the way, he also is celebrating his birthday.
Orale.
Porque es un león. He's a lion, you know. He's a beast on the drums.
Right. Okay.
And no, Edward Sandoval comes from a family of puros músicos.
Oh, okay.
From his dad, his uncles, and I mean, like, unbelievably, these guys were all awesome musicians. Los hermanos Sandovales. They just go on. Well, this guy is very an excellent drummer who is working with our band, Gilbert Alba Super City. And then we also have our bass player, que se llama Josh Woods.
Uh-huh.
And he also, his dad is a musician.
Oh, okay.
And so Josh Woods now working with our band, and he's actually a drummer. This guy, he likes music.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's been, like I said, they come from a musical background, so they learn a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right,
but
right.
Now he's constantly on the bass.
Oh, okay.
And believe me, he can play the bass.
Is that right?
Oh, oh man, he plays a nice bass.
Oh,
so, you know, there's only four guys in the band right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to add another guitar player. We're trying to add another accordionista. So if you're out there, you need to let us know. Get in touch with the radio station.
Get in touch with us here at Rancho Light Radio.
That's
and,
right.
And be sure to check out, Gilbert here on Facebook. You know,
that's, right.
That's the thing about the Tejano industry. The musicians are approachable. You can email them. You can call them up. You know, a lot of times on their CDs, the phone number they have on the CDs is the phone number you can contact them. You'll talk to the actual artist.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening with country music or any other industry.
Yeah.
You know, this is a industry where you can reach out to the artist himself.
Exactly. And whatever instrument you play, if you feel like you would like to work with our group or something like that, you know, just send us your email, you know, and we'll keep you on record. And because we always use different musicians also,
right.
Like in the studio for studio work.
Right, right.
We just got to hear you.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
That's how you get recognized with other groups. You come and help us and put out a CD. Sometimes we use horns. We could use horns. You know, accordionistas, different, you know, everybody's got a different feel, different taste.
And, that's right.
And if you can add more color to our Tejano music, pues, hey, man, more power.
Dale shine, that's right.
Vende, vamos a darle gas. You know, but, if you're out there, let us know you're out there.
That's right.
You know, don't think that, you know, well, nobody knows me or whatever. You know, look, if you don't send out that email, nobody's going to know about you.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Send it out, and we'll keep an eye out for you.
Como decían los jefes, el que no habla, Dios no lo oye.
Yeah, so. There's another one, too. El perro que no larga, no lo oye.
That's right. That's right. So we're here on Rancho Light Radio. We'll be right back after these jams by Gilbert Alba and Super City. Keep it here.
Labios, será tu pelo, tu lindo.
here at Rancho Alegre Radio with Gilbert Alba aquí. And Gilbert, what other instruments do you play? What's your main instrument, and what other instruments do you have you toyed with?
I pick a little bit on the keyboard, drum machines. Oh, you know, I try to stay with the technology of times right now because that's what it's all going to. You know.
Oh yeah.
That's the direction anyway. Pero yo le pico a lo que sea. You know, mainly the guitar.
Oh okay.
You know, I'm just afraid of the bass. I don't know why. I'm not a bass player. I mean, I can pick at it, you know, and have some fun with it, because I do some recording there at my house and lay down some tracks and just to, and then what I do cuando grabo lo que mis ideas, then I take it to the guys and say, hey guys, can y'all fix this? Make this sound better, because I sound terrible. Yeah. Okay, so y'all help me out, and then my brother will say, muévete. Let me fix this.
Right.
Let me do the arrangements.
No,
so, pero las ideas comienzan somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
I kind of get it going, and then my brother en veces dice, hey man, I got an arrangement already. So I tell him, okay, we'll put mine to the side for right now. What do you got? Or oh, you know, he'll say, hey, you know what? That's a good song. Let's just go ahead and do it.
Oh,
you know, so you know, we kind of all work together. A drummer will say, hey, you know what? How about trying this idea? You know, con este arreglo, let's just try it. And, well, let's do it. You know, that's what practice is all about.
Oh, yeah.
Todos tienen ideas.
Right.
We can't make it a one-sided, you know.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
You have to get the major part of it, you know, y luego se arregla todo.
Hey, man, y así no se hacen los éxitos. Because look at Rubén Vela. I mean, they just were fooling around with Coco Rayado.
Yeah.
And look how that exploded. You know
oh,
what I mean?
That's a big hit.
Yeah, so digo, that's how the hits come.
That's actually one of my favorite cumbias.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're here with Gilbert Alba, and let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Rancho Alegre Radio.
Amorcito, cuando me hablas ilumina a mi vida, amorcito, cuando usas esa palabra me dominas, por ser fiel voy a amarte y cuidarte para siempre, y día a día tú serás mi nuevo amante, solo pido que siempre sea tu amor. Cuando usas esa palabra me despiertas, amorcito, así me hablas, me acaricias y me besas, te daré todo mi amor y siempre contigo estaré. Amor.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Alegre Radio, and Gilbert Alba here with us. And you have another event coming up with AJ Castillo at Baby A's, I believe?
Yes, we do. We're doing a fundraiser like for kids.
What are they?
For their school supplies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, just to help out, you know, the community.
Times are tough right now for everybody.
It's tough for a lot of people. Yeah. If it's tough for the people, it's got to be tougher for the kids.
I tell you, that's true, man. That's true.
I've gone to the stores and tried to price things from even like my grandkids and say, you know, hey, wow, man.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, when do they need this?
Yeah.
They got to have a whole list of things.
Oh, yeah. I remember, when we were growing up, paper and pencil, vámonos.
Vamos, papel y lápiz, vámonos. And it had to be the dotted. That's the only rule.
Yeah.
The big chief notebook.
Right, that's right. That's
and
right.
That was it. Y un lápiz, and you're in.
En hombre, man, a rato va a llegar el día where you're going to have to take your own laptop. Híjole, what's going to happen then? I can imagine my abuelito, ¿qué laptop ni que nada?
Yeah, vámonos.
No, but that's good. That's real good cause because we here at Rancho Alegre, we're always talking about education. Educate the kids, you know, keep our cultura alive, and that's how it starts. You gotta have that education. The next great song can't be written without the education.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
So you know, we gotta keep it, and it starts
you
there.
You need to learn how to read music notes and all that, so you gotta learn your ABCs.
That's right. So be sure to listen to your local radio, KTXZ, Para La Gente. I'm sure they're gonna be announcing that event, so keep your ears out when that's going to happen. You know,
and request our music.
And call them up. That's right.
Yeah, call them up.
Call them up and request. You know, hey, tiene esa nueva rola. You know, the Gilbert Alba. You know, keep support it. That's the only way it's going to get played and be on constant rotation. People, we got to support the Hunter music, and be sure do what you can. Listen to your local radio. Listen to the Austin Music Coalition. Get with them. Do what you can. Let's keep our cultura alive. So let's go ahead and play some more jams. We'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Mi última parranda será cuando tú me dejes a mí. Será la última vez porque voy a que yo soy un borracho, eso dice la gente, que tú eres muy decente para ser mi mujer. Pero ellos no comprenden que eres mi destino y las copas que tomo brindo por tu querer. A veces yo presiento borracho, eso dice la gente, que tú eres muy decente para ser mi mujer. Pero ellos no comprenden que eres mi destino y las copas que tomo
Okay, we're back. Rancho Alegre Radio. We're here with Gilbert Alba. And you have another event coming up September 4th, Guacamole Fest.
Yes.
Híjole, how can a musician do that? Don't you get too full on guacamole después tratando de cantar?
No, pero el guacamole se lo echas a los taquitos.
Oh,
¿me entiendes?
Okay, está bueno.
Le echas el guacamole al taco, and man, it's all like a pot of neck bones.
Está bueno, está bueno. And tell us about that event in September 4th. ¿Dónde va a estar esa?
That's going to be in Welder, Texas.
Welder?
Yeah. There's going to be several bands. I haven't gotten the lineup.
Okay.
But,
with a name like Guacamole, it should be some good lineup.
There you should have something great going out there.
Órale.
So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be like on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be performing on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon.
Bueno.
So if y'all are out there, come on by and say,
yeah.
Hey, I heard you on Rancho Grande, La Rancho Alegre.
Yeah, yeah. We got listeners. We get calls from all over the place. We get letters from all over the place. And everyone listening, even if you're close around there, take the drive, man. Go get some guacamole, get
there
some beer, listen to some good music. That's right. Dime, another question I got for you. Life on the road, Vato. How's that been?
Oh, man, life on the road.
I know it gets tough sometimes, and sometimes it's got good days, ¿verdad?
With all the groups that I've worked with, of course, we've done a lot of road trips, and, you know, it was like, una semana estás tocando aquí en Austin, and then the next weekend you're playing in Florida, and then the following weekend you have to take a drive all the way from Florida, all the way to Chicago, and then from Chicago, you drive down to Kansas and then back home for one weekend or a few days.
Yeah.
Pack your bags again y te arrancas para California.
It's kind of rough sometimes.
You go to California and de ahí para Washington. Y luego de Washington para Nuevo México.
Híjole.
And then, or Arizona.
Right,
you know,
right.
Y para la casa otra vez. And then, you know what? It's just a cycle.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you come home and you perform for, you know, 2-3 weeks. Aquí en Texas,
right.
You know, you do your gigs like in Lubbock, Amarillo. You come home that weekend,
right.
Then the next weekend te arrancas para el Valle.
Otra
you know,
vez.
And it's like going to another state, man.
Oh yeah,
you know, Texas is huge. People
don't
understand
that,
porque no, it's not like, you know, you're driving from here to Maynard.
Right, right.
You know, you're actually taking a long drive. Oh, vamos a tocar en El Paso. That's a 10-hour drive right
there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? And then if you, from there, one time we had to play in El Paso. Tocamos en El Paso. And then we drove all the way down to the valley. We were playing in Alice the next day, you know?
Híjole.
And then you're talking about no duermes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
me estoy cansando just hearing all this driving, man.
No,
la cosa es, it's true, you know, like they say, Texas is like another country, porque llegas al valle, llegas a pueblitos where a lot of them, they don't even speak English, you know, todavía, you know, so people don't understand. That's why I tell los jóvenes, learn your Spanish.
Aprende
learn your Spanish, because
aprender.
It'll help you. It'll help you in the long run. That's good, and, you know, life on the road, a lot of people don't realize también, you know, gente cree, all they're doing is singing. No. ¿Sabes qué? A lot of times, agarras compromisos. They promise you a certain amount. Llegas. They cancel the event, but you're already there. Pues, ¿qué vas a hacer? You know, there's a lot of heartache on the road and stuff like that. Yeah.
Check this one out.
A ver.
Una vez tocamos...
Rancho Alegre exclusive.
Yeah, that's right. Tocamos en... we had played the weekend here, and then we took off to... Ohio.
Uh-huh.
There was a big festival going on over there.
Órale.
Vamos llegando ahí y el promoter se me vino para Texas.
Oh.
Y vamos llegando donde íbamos a tocar.
Uh-huh.
Y güey suena la puerta y sale la esposa del promoter. Digo, señora, estamos buscando a so and so. Y dice, ¿sabes qué? Él anda en vacaciones en Texas, anda en Corpus. ¿Cómo? Pues debemos de tocar aquí este weekend. Dice, no, se me hace que yo pensaba que lo había cancelado. Digo, no, nadie los habló. So, y luego, lo que pasó, fuimos a los campgrounds, porque fairgrounds, donde íbamos a tener el concierto.
Ajá.
Y estaban mojando la tierra. Estaban mojando la tierra ahí los dueños de la propiedad. Y me pararon la camioneta y dicen, no puedes entrar. Digo, aquí vamos a tocar mañana. Dice, no creo yo, porque vamos a tener the fairgrounds next week. Se va a abrir y we're just watering la tierra para que no se levante la polvadera.
Son of a God.
Y volteo y miro a mi hermano y dice, pues vamos a ver, vamos para la casa, la dirección que tenemos.
Uh-huh.
Fue cuando hablamos con la esposa del promoter y bueno, lo arrancamos para Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Y conocemos los promotores allá y no los hallamos en la casa. So, fuimos para un salón.
Ajá.
Donde los habíamos presentado antes.
Ajá.
Y estaba tocando René Serrata.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
y René, y entramos ahí. Y dije, ¿sabes qué, René? You know, los promotores se los arrancaron para Corpus. Dije, no te apures. ¿Sabes qué? Sienta todo tu jale y tu equipo. Y tocan con nosotros a la noche. Y lo que entra en la puerta, mira, los plecheamos.
¡Órale!
¡De veras! Y ¿sabes qué, René? Muchas gracias. René y Jesse Serrata.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Son
yeah.
buenos hermanos de la música.
Vestido de blanco. Sí, I'm sure you've heard their hits. You know.
Pero si no hubiera sido por ellos que los ayudaron esa noche, no hubiéramos comido el siguiente día.
Right, I heard that.
Y luego,
man,
el siguiente día fuimos a hablar con los promotores que conocíamos y ellos los movieron a otros lugares.
Fíjate.
Y si no, hombre.
No, hombre. Well, that's an exclusive right here at Rancho Lera Radio. Y ¿sabes qué? Let's go ahead and throw some more of your music, man. Y we'll be right back, Rancho Lera Radio.
Entregues en mis brazos.
ese amor no me comprende. Durmiendo viví, durmiendo, soñando viví, soñando, hasta que tú regreses y te entregues en mis brazos. Prefiero vivir durmiendo, no quiero vivir llorando, hasta que tú comprendas que yo sigo enamorado. Durmiendo vivir durmiendo, soñando vivir soñando, hasta que tú regreses y te entregues.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Leto Radio. We're here with Gilbert Alba, and he has his band Super City and debut CD Para Mi Gente. And Gilbert, any other events you want to talk about?
Lo más quiero recordarle al público que están escuchando que este baile que vamos a tener este sábado que viene, sí, en el Moose Lodge, es para todos los líos que están escuchando tu programa.
All right.
Que vengan a celebrar con nosotros. Solo estamos en la puerta a los members del Moose Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Y a los guests que quieran ahí, les van a cobrar $8 a la persona.
Uh-huh.
Y ahí venden cerveza fría, y también venden tragos.
Uh-huh.
Y si quieren traer sus platos de comida, ahí como los que tengan sus parties, ahí tenemos un cuarto donde pueden poner su comida.
Órale.
Y ahí pueden a servirse ellos ahí.
Me gusta mucho el Moose Lodge porque me recuerda de los tiempos del salón de familia.
Sí.
No es club,
no es
ni nada, sino es un lugar donde puede ir la familia como más antes, sí, man. Y
está bien limpio el lugar.
Oh, yeah. Me gusta mucho el lugar, como te digo, me trae recuerdos de antes, how it used to be, porque antes en los salones, you had to ask two people if you wanted to dance. You had to ask, sí, the father and then go, sí, to the muchacha, you know, if it's okay, you know. And it's a nice, respectable place, y me gusta mucho. And, you know, be great to you know, get that experience for the youngsters. Bring the youngsters out.
Come on out. Como está muy, it's safe for the public. Ahí no hay problemas de nada. Pero este sábado vamos a presentarlos ahí en el Moose Lodge con el conjunto de Max Castillo y su conjunto Lumbre.
Lumbre, that's right.
And come out and enjoy some good music. We're going to be performing all our music off our CD, aparte de some of our old
classic
songs.
Classic oldies.
The classic that we have. Just to let the people know what songs we have on the CD. Mi Última Parranda.
Órale.
That's an old standard, pero está bien alegre.
Okay.
And then Ay Morena, que es una cumbia escrita by Charlie McBurney, que Dios lo guarde. He passed on a couple of years ago y no alcanzó a oír los arreglos, la música, las grabaciones.
Órale.
Pero, and then another, the late Felipe Martínez, que escribió la canción Ya Estufas.
Mm-hmm.
A little history behind him, he recorded, he did Black Coffee, Please Call Me Baby.
Órale.
Todas las canciones de Joe Bravo.
Yeah,
bueno,
yeah,
he did a lot of those. Vicente Fernández, De Qué Me Sirve Ser Rey. Y luego Mel Villarreal, he did El Talón, que we turned it around into a merengue.
Oh,
and then Muchacha Hermosa de Johnny Degollado.
Oh, interrupt you real quick. I see one of my favorites, if it's the same song, porque muchas veces canciones tienen el mismo
nombre,
yeah. Pero Por Tal de Que Seas Feliz, that's one of my favorites. Is that the standard?
The standard.
Órale, that's one of my favorites,
yeah,
man.
We turned that one into a cumbia.
Okay, I'm interested in that, all right.
Yeah, it kicks off like a ballad, uh-huh, and then it goes into a cumbia.
Órale.
And then, Amorcito was another song by Charlie McBurney.
Oh, okay.
One of my big hits was Quiero Dormir Cansado, and we re-recorded it. You gotta check it out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're definitely gonna play it in this show.
And then a song that I wrote, Me Enamoré de Ti Mujer.
Orale.
That's what, one that I did with a Latin Breed, but we did it Super City style.
Oh, okay. Orale. So there's no excuse. Go pick up this CD. You know, if Tomas doesn't
Turntable
have it
records.
Out there at turntables,
yeah.
Tell him, hey, vato, what's wrong?
And you know. Also, they can go on the internet with Janie's record shop.
Oh, yeah.
They just go into www.janiesrecordshop.com
uh-huh.
or C&R Music.
Okay.
For those that are out of state,
okay,
they can go through C&R.
Okay.
And they're in Arizona or New Mexico, one
okay.
of the two.
Hey, también you can contact CNE Distributing.
That's right.
In San Anto.
For all the record stores.
That's right. Yeah. And ask for it. If your local record store that sells Tejano music doesn't have it, ask for it. Hey, ask Walmart if they, you know, wherever, you know, tell them you want this CD. I'm sure they'll get it for you.
That's right.
And like I said, Tomas should have it out at Turntable Records here in Austin. Y si no, dile, hey, Tomas, ¿qué pasa? You know, and support Tejano music. And we're going to go ahead and play some more of these jams, man, that we just mentioned. And we'll be right back, Rancho Later Radio.
Bohatia. Que seas feliz sin condiciones, yo te amaré. Aunque la vida me cueste, yo siempre tuyo, tuyo seré. Mortal, de que seas feliz sin condiciones, yo te amaré. Loco, tu amor.
Okay, we're back with Gilbert Alba here on Rancho Alegre Radio. And let me ask you, brother, I mean, these are some great songs that you got, y todo eso. Any message you wanna give the fans that are listening, you know, to it, you know?
I just want to say, you know, thank you very much for all your support and being with us all these wonderful years. I'm not planning on retiring anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I'm just getting hot, baby. So, and like I said, I got some stuff that que estamos empezando a grabar for our next CD project.
Orale.
You know, so, and just be ready for that one, because we're going to give this one at least to the end of the year to play on the radio and all that. Y luego, si Dios quiere, vamos a salir con otro CD, pero fuerte.
So y'all be sure to join us at the Moose Lodge, Rancho Alegre Radio. Our staff plans to be there.
This coming Saturday. Come early. Yeah,
that's right. Meet
doors
the band.
Open at 7. We'll sign autographs.
Take pictures,
whatever y'all want to do. And then Max will kick off at 8 o'clock. And we'll keep on, you know,
jamming,
talking to the public. When if they want to get a CD, we'll have CDs. We'll have T-shirts. We'll do autographs, whatever it takes, pictures. We'll be right there with you.
And let me tell you something, Raza. What other industry, you know, does that? You know, they spend time with their fans before and after the show. You know, you go see George Strait. You go see Lady Antebellum. You don't meet the band.
No, you don't meet the band.
They don't got time. You know,
they got your money already.
That's right. So all they want you to do is listen to the show so they can go to the next city. Here, you know, these guys want to talk to you. They want to know, get your input. They want to know if you play an instrument. Maybe you'll be able to be on the next CD.
Who knows?
And in this industry, you slip them a song, chances are they'll record it if it's good.
That's right. They wrote a song.
That's right. So you know, support the industry. Gilbert, thank you very much for being with us, man.
Gracias a ustedes.
We're here to support you guys, you know, and, you know.
You know, the people out there, I know they appreciate y'all because y'all are the backbone to Tejano music. And don't forget that there's people out there that really care about what you guys do.
Oh, yeah.
And I, myself, I really, really appreciate the hard work that y'all, you know, you go out of your way, you know, here you went out of your way to come speak with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I really appreciate
and
that.
And it's our pleasure.
Lo agradezco de
it's our
mucho,
pleasure.
Mucho más.
And we have selfish reasons también. Everyone knows I've had health issues, and that's mainly who I do it for. I was bedridden for a year, casi.
So,
like I tell the rest, I'm always reminding them, silent killers, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, get yourself checked out.
That's right.
No hay más importante que el salud. And let me tell you what, if it wasn't for radio stations like internet radio, local radio, me hubiera volvido loco en la cama, you know, So that's why we do this también, for la gente that can't go to the dances. We're going to keep them informed with the new music y todo eso. So don't be afraid of the doctor. They're our friends, you know. And once again, Gilbert, muchas gracias. And thank you for being here. And anything else you wanna point out?
Don't forget, come out this Saturday.
That's right.
And then on the 20th, with AJ Castillo at Baby A's. And then on the Labor Day weekend, on the 4th.
The Guacamole
Fest.
Yeah.
Come out there and party with us.
As soon as we get the lineup at the Guacamole Fest, we'll announce it on Rancho Alegre Radio. So you've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. Gilbert Alba, thank you for coming again. And we're going to wait to finish out the show with nothing but his music off his debut CD, Para Mi Gente. So keep listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Gilbert Alba in Super City. Booking information, 512-796-1743. Look him up on Facebook as Gilbert Alba on Facebook. Available for weddings, quinceañeras, all special events. Get in touch with these guys. These guys jam. Thank you for listening. Rancho Alegre Radio.
¿De qué me sirve tener un mundo a mis pies? Dinero y placeres. Si aunque yo quiero tener, amar y querer, a mí no me quiere. ¿De qué me sirve ser rey? Si aunque fuera un rey, no tengo mi reina. ¿A quién hacerle un altar con pecado? se compra, que no se vende. Y es que el amor, mi corazón no lo comprende, que no se compra. Aunque fuera un rey, no tengo mi reina. ¿A quién hacerle un altar con perlas del mar, luceros y estrellas? ¿De qué me sirve el poder? ¿De qué me sirve? Se vende, y es que el amor, mi corazón no lo comprende, que no se compra, que no se vende. ¿De qué me sirve ser rey? No tengo mi reina. ¿De qué me sirve ser rey? No tengo mi reina. ¿De qué me sirve ser
todo?